Comstock Investments, Joe Camp, a shortened trading week. What are traders thinking about heading into this extended weekend?
Weaker footing for the grains here. This after a couple days worth of a rebound attempt. It's been a strong slide lower over the last month until just this week. Some signs of technical support for one that included $4 for corn futures, $11 for soybeans. Chicago wheat back up and testing the $6 mark. So you have key technical price points at the same time. This questioning of can commercial buyers find value after the recent price discount? And indeed, flash sales popping up, including those to China. This morning, a confirmed soybean sale to China. This after yesterday, a sale of soybeans to an unknown buyer that followed the previous session's rumors about China being in the market. And so this is a new development, and it was a bullish one at that, but yet not enough to overpower the other mostly macro factors that we have leaning against the grains, the headwind being the financial markets and their reaction to the Federal Reserve meeting that we had wrap up yesterday. No interest rate change and a new Fed chair, but no breakaway then from the otherwise hawkish shift as of late for monetary policy expectations. Starting out the year, the view was that we'd have a couple of, at least a couple a quarter point cuts to the interest rate. Instead, now the market odds are in favor of actually seeing a rate hike by the end of the year. And when you have higher interest rates and the firmer dollar like we do relatedly, that can be a negative for the commodity space. And it is this morning for the grains, along with crude oil again.
Comstock Investments, Joe Camp.